I'm here today with Scott Wilson. He's one of the curators and also a contributor to the Kingston Pride Art Show. Hi, Scott.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your involvement in the Kingston Pride Art Show?
Well, I'm relatively new to Kingston, and this is now the second year that I've curated it. We're quite excited because this year it's being held at the Kingston School of Art. They've just got a new gallery space that they've renovated, and it's quite a spectacular venue. Last year, we held it at the Artel,
okay.
And it was quite a success. It was good. We've got a few more contributors this year, we're hoping for the best. It's starting on June 17th, and going to June 27th. With an opening on the 19th, he says, getting his plug in early. and there's a wine and cheese from 6 until 10 on June the 19th, and we're hoping for a big turnout. The mayor actually is even coming and going to say a few words. So we've got quite a bit of a snowball thing going on behind it, which is really nice.
Awesome. So what made you interested in being part of the art show?
Well, I'm an artist, and anything to sort of keep the arts alive and going is a good thing. I actually have a studio down on Sydenham Street, at the Sydenham Street Studios, I don't know. It helps to keep your finger in the art community. You get to know who's going on, and also it's a part of the gay community, and it's nice to give back. Although the Gay Pride Art Show this year, for the first year, is accepting accepting work from absolutely anyone, because mostly in the arts, being gay and lesbian is not such a big deal these days. It's very accepted, and in many ways, we don't feel that we need to ghettoize the gay community. I mean, 20 years ago, when this art show started, a lot of work found it difficult to find a venue, whereas now gay content is I hesitate to say mainstream, but closing in on mainstream, you know what I mean? For the arts, certainly. I mean, there are a lot of bastions like sport and all of that that still need to be tackled, but the show is opening itself up to all contributors. Although I must admit, because of where we advertise through, besides for artists, and certain artists don't want to be linked with this particular show, so we're still getting a predominantly gay and lesbian demographic to the exhibitors. I can't go on any more than that on that one. Pretty much is that.
So how does the concept of pride and art relate to you?
Well, in many ways, art is all about communication. It is a medium through which not only discuss ideas, but you broadcast those ideas to people. And in many ways, that is what Pride is all about. It's about letting people know, that gay and lesbian people are there, but even more than that, to demystify, to become familiar with, you know, the gay and lesbian neighbors that are all around.
Right.
And the nice thing about a venue, a communications medium, is that you get to espouse your viewpoint. For example, in the show, One of my works is called Adam and Steve. And it's a direct reaction to all the sort of Christian that whenever you sort of see them on TV, they go about the gay marriage thing. They always say, I've heard of Adam and Eve, but I've never heard of Adam and Steve.
Right.
And so I've done this painting that is of Adam and Steve, so that you can kind of point to it and say, okay, there's Adam and Steve. Does that make it easier for you? Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a specific, very atheist viewpoint on the world, and in fact, actually, a lot of my work is leans in that direction these mm-hmm. days. It's what I've totally separate from the show. What I've been concentrating on, and this Adam and Steve thing also makes references to that. I mean, you'd have to see it's a visual, so you'd have mm-hmm. to actually see the painting. But so basically. That is exactly how you're proud in a work of art. Mm-hmm. It's positive about homosexual relationships. Mm-hmm. It also espouses a viewpoint of the world where the traditional Christian outlook mm-hmm. is challenged. It's challenged. And I think a lot of the work, but you know, it's funny actually. A lot of the work doesn't even have anything to do, because a lot of gay and lesbian artists, you know, you don't live your sexuality, mm-hmm. and it's not necessarily what you speak about in your art.
Right.
For example, we've got a number of photographers that are just doing fairly basic, I can think of a couple that are fairly basic wildlife photographers, mm-hmm. and that's another actually nice thing about this show, is it's a nice place for people to enter into the competition showing of, mm-hmm. of their work, because it's a smaller show in town, and the standards are not as rigorous as a lot of more established, strictly speaking, art shows are, so that you can get your feet wet in it probably more easily than you can in for example, the Salon comes to mind. They get thousands of entries, mm-hmm. so it's a much more difficult show to get into.
Mm. I saw some of your, traditional work on your website, artofscottwilson.ca, and it seems like a lot of it has been set in areas of Kingston. Does Kingston provide you with a lot of inspiration?
Oh, you're thinking, I did, Kingston has done, I one of the things that I do are pen and ink drawings,
mm-hmm.
and actually people in Kingston might know this, because not this last calendar, but the calendar before that Peter Milliken put out,
mm-hmm.
I did the illustrations for it,
right.
It's kind of a freebie he sent around to the community in the mm-hmm. writing. I had a pointed reason for doing some of them.
Okay.
But I like doing architectural drawings and mm-hmm. studies in pen and ink. And Kingston is very good for that. It's got some really nice Georgian bric-a-brac in an architectural sort of way around this town that make for nice drawings. And actually, it's funny, I did a fairly nice drawing of, there's a sailboat that I can't remember the name of, but it's one of those old two masters, you see it around.
Mm-hmm.
And in the background with the modern wind farm behind it, so mm-hmm. that you got this sense of two uses of wind power,
right.
Sort of old and new.
Mm-hmm.
So in many ways, actually, I suppose the reason I mention that is it's you know, the wind turbines are very modern. So Kingston actually does provide that kind of range, and that so that you can see some very old next to and see the continuum of a society in the same spot, if you know what I mean. You get some old, Georgian stone buildings and some very modern things next to them, and you get the feeling that people have lived in this place for a very long time. A lot of my work, not necessarily the pen and ink, but a lot of my work has a tendency to try and show something through time in that way. It's in many ways actually really the fourth dimension that you're talking about, because, you know, it's not only is it, you know, where it is, but in physically, but where it is in time, changes everything, really.
Mm-hmm. And you talked earlier about how, you know, not all artists technically, or like, or they don't usually paint or draw their sexuality, or their politics around sexuality. How has your sexuality influenced your relationship with art in general, and the type of art that you make?
Well, in many ways, Adam and Steve is a good example of that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a very political piece in that it espouses in a positive way a same-sex couple. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if Adam and Steve are a same-sex couple. They're a fictitious same-sex couple from the very distant past. But I don't know. I suppose if I'm doing it for myself, I quite often will do male nudes over female nudes. Mm-hmm. But that's not, when I think about that, even as I'm saying it, it doesn't feel wholly true, because in our class I've done both, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think, well, my take on the world tends to be a little bit that of the outsider. And I think that you'll find a lot of gay people and lesbian people, their take on the world is that of the outsider looking on. And that's because, you know, in many ways, homosexuality is the one true minority. Most minorities, if you go somewhere, there is some place in the world where they are the majority. We are 10% of everywhere. So, and because we tend to stand on the fringe of society a little bit, because, for the obvious reasons, you do get that perspective of the outsider or the rebel. And I, to be honest, feel that it has affected my viewpoint on a lot of things, even the sort of atheism and not taking the standard viewpoint, because, you know, the standard viewpoint was always a little harder for you if you're gay, because a lot of, you know, societal norms and values are set up for, you know, getting married, having children, all of that sort of stuff. The thing I find interesting about that is that gay society seems to be, you know, with acceptance, is becoming much more in lockstep with traditional society, i.e., gay people are getting married and they are adopting or getting children, and if it's a lesbian couple, just having children and raising families in a very traditional way, which surprises me somewhat. Mm-hmm. But in a way, I suppose it shouldn't. Because those are, you know, concern about the next generation and all that are, I think, just human values, really. Mm-hmm. Your actual question, which was how does being gay affect my my art? I think a lot of my art has to do with looking at and commenting on society and not being part of the mainstream. Mm-hmm. makes it easier to do that, for good or for ill.
Hmm. So how do you decide which of your actual pieces to showcase during the Pride Art Show?
Well, the two that I've put in, one of which is this Adam and Steve, and the other one's called Waiting for the Other Crimson Slipper to Drop. And it's I did specifically for the show, especially the Adam and Steve, because it's, you know, topical and
right.
it's and as the show goes, it really does suit this show particularly. The Waiting for the Other Crimson Slipper to Drop is a bit of a commentary on the Catholic Church. And is actually a picture of the Pope riding a vanishing unicorn while the Vatican is in flames behind him. You know, it speaks to my atheist thing, and actually has led me to start doing a lot more work on atheism, because the thing I find that's wrong with this, the Pope picture, as for short form purposes, is that it's tending to be negatively something, i.e., it's negative about the Catholic Church, whereas what I actually think I should be doing is work that is positive about atheism, in which case, which is actually a triptych that I'm working on now and is the general direction that I'm planning on going in. You know, the Pope thing is actually a nice picture. It's fun and it's funny. But in many ways, as from an artistic point of view, I think it makes a very good political cartoon, perhaps not a great painting. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
But, you know, for the sake of the art show and... To be honest, I wouldn't mind a little bit of controversy and notoriety to come out of it. If you're an artist, there's nothing like controversy and notoriety to help things along just a little bit.
So, as a curator, what's the process like for picking the pieces for the show?
Well, like I say, it's a bit of a small show, so we've got. And I like to make sure that everybody who submitted, it isn't guaranteed this, but everybody who submitted gets at least one of their pieces accepted.
Okay.
First off, and you know, we've got more than enough room to do that. In fact, most people are getting, I think, a couple of things in.
Okay.
Really, from that standpoint, if we are a victim of our own success and start getting so many entries that we get to really select, then so be it. But for now, we really try and make sure that most people, every now and then, well, we did get one slightly negative painting in well, it wasn't even a painting, it was a photograph that from someone who I'm not entirely sure was seriously expecting to get their work in.
Okay.
So it was rejected. But other than that, the other consideration is it is with the art school, and the art school does have children, and we didn't get anything that so nothing that is too hardcore sexuality would we take. Although I must admit, we didn't really get any submissions that, I mean, there is certainly some nudity. There is certainly some suggestion of sexuality in a couple of the paintings, but really nothing that I wouldn't take a 10-year-old to go and see. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's that. Now we have a panel of artists that are going to rate it for the prizes, because there is some prize money that's been donated. And actually, I'd like to thank At this point, I should ask and thank a private donor who wishes to remain anonymous, and the Pride Committee for putting up, well, what amounts to $500 in prize money split three ways. So I've done that. I've said good things about them, which is, you know, what I'm supposed to do. One of our awards is easy to do because it's a People's Choice Award. So if you come on the opening, which is once again June 19th, 6 to 10 o'clock, at the art school, which is, well, at the art school, you actually get a chance to vote for the People's Choice Award.
Awesome.
Which is actually a nice way of involving people, mm-hmm. you know, in the show. And the other two, the first and second prize, were chosen by a group of three artists that I know from working in the community, and they're willing to show up and do it, so that's good.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today, and I'll definitely see you at the reception.
Oh wow! Great. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to all of Kingston showing up and supporting the arts by, you know, buying a beer and it's usually a good party actually, so it'll be fun, you know.
Just a final question. Do you have any
music? Well, is that my final answer? Or no, you get to do the final question, surely. Surely that's how these interviews work.
I'm just wondering if you had any music requests.
Any music requests?
Yeah.
Oh, how about Walk on the Wild Side by Lou Reed?
All right, we'll do that. All right, folks, make sure to check out the Kingston Pride Art Show from this Friday, June 17th, to Monday, June 27th at the Window Art Gallery at the Kingston School of Art, 647A Princess Street, and the Pride Art Show reception on Sunday, June 19th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Window Art Gallery.